This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. How important are circumstances in determining the will of God? Today, Leroy looks at 1 Samuel chapters 24 through 26. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
It's very easy to mistake circumstances for the will of God. Just because events fall into place that enable us to do something does not necessarily mean that God wants us to do it. Some years ago, I was planning a preaching tour throughout Asia, and my wife had been invited to come along and minister to some missionary wives. During this process of deciding, a friend of ours heard of the situation and sent my wife a signed blank check with a note that said, "Why not?" So here we were, with the invitation for her to come to the field, with the money in hand to make it possible, and with both of us wanting her to go. There was just one thing lacking, the peace of God within my wife's heart. So after several weeks of praying, and yet having no peace in the matter, Virginia tore up the check, thanked our friend for his kindness, and wrote the people overseas that she would not be coming. Now that's the same sort of situation David was facing in this portion of Scripture. Saul had entered a cave, and lo and behold, it was the same cave where David and his men were hiding. What an opportunity to get rid of his enemy. His men reminded him that this was the day they'd all longed for. Here before them was a wide open door to the throne of Israel. Saul was at their mercy. The obvious thing to do was to take the sword and strike the fatal blow. But David was restrained. How easy it would have been to misinterpret the promises and the providence of God. But David was given guidance by two things. First, his belief that Saul was the Lord's anointed him. God had made Saul king, and God would have to remove him, not David. David depended on God to judge between the two of them and avenge the wrongs done to him by Saul. How like our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the Apostle Peter wrote, "When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly." Second, David was restrained by a proverb of the ancients which said, "From evildoers come evil deeds." Christian, I believe the key to knowing God's guidance is for us to saturate our lives with the wisdom of the Word of God. In discerning the will of God, circumstances are much less important than the Word of our Father who is in heaven. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
If you'd like practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each month, Daily Walk provides a helpful daily guide and practical insights for your private or family devotions. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, it isn't what we remember, but what we forget that makes us afraid. Join us on Daily Discipleship.